with you. Tune into WMFO Medford Thanksgiving Een. That is November 27th. And until then, and until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. I can't wait to cart this.
This thing has only begun, gone. Not all the good will die young.
Welcome to the program, 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Angela Wood. This is On the Town with Mikey D, and I am sharing the show this evening as Boston Missions. Hi. Great stuff in store for you. We open the show with Best Not Broken Kids. That's the addition in between brand new music on the show. We have the crew. There are about six or seven, maybe eight ladies who make up Whistle Stop, the brand new locally based New England tour and beyond. I will have them tell you more about it. I have music from all of the bands, a majority of the bands who will be here tonight, including Justine and the Unclean, the Knockups, Power Slot, the Chelsea Curve, Field Day, Heather Rose and Clover. It's going to be a great time. Then later on in the evening, live from Studio D, Bedtime Magic, who we will get to know a little bit better. All right, brand new music. In addition to all of that I laundry listed, we will do the songs of the week. We will do Love Love, Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, who are playing tomorrow night at the Jungle in Somerville. So much more. Maybe some Winter Project Motivated Sequence, if we have time, because we're so stacked and busy. Let's do a brand new one from Airport, who are also playing at the Jungle in Somerville tomorrow night. Should know this.
About you by now. Even though you're awake, pretend. out and I said it wrong. The marijuana was too strong. She said, just give it a little try. That's how Joan Adaman got me high. Well, I don't like feeling out of control. Last, that the past is in the past, and that I should make my music for free and be happy. Well, you can suck my d-
and my d-
back to Joan Adaman. But I was just giving a pep talk, and then my mouth tasted like chalk. Well, I'd taken a Philadelphia drag, could stop and wave the red flag. She laughed so hard she started to cry. That night Joan Adaman got me high. Well, I
in the studio right now. Joan, I am so sorry that I cannot see you beyond all of these enormous monitors.
It's okay, you know what I look like.
But just know, I'm trying to peek through. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. I hijacked the show. Hijack is actually not really the kindest way to put this. They allow me to come in here once a month and co-opt the show. So that said, thank you, Joel, and the crew of On the Town with Mikey D. I have been involved with the show throughout the course of, I don't know, the last 10 or so years. So it's fun to be here. I have a couple of orders of business. Very quickly, let me tell you who I played. We heard Love, Love, Joan Anderman. Joan Anderman's in the room. Airports should know this. The edition in between Best Not Broken Kids opened the show. I am joined by a portion of the people who are Whistle Stop Rock Festival. Is that the appropriate term to call it?
Yes.
Yeah. You can all jump in at any time. I want to know, first of all, please introduce each of you in what band you're in to the listening public, starting with Linnea.
I'm Linnea from Power Slut.
I'm Heather from Heather Rose and Clover.
I'm Lisa from Heather Rose and Clover.
I'm Justine from Justine and the Unclean.
I'm Linda from the Chelsea Curve.
I'm Joan from Field Day.
I want everybody to now remember all their voices so you can know who's talking at all times. Okay, listeners? Okay. You all collectively started this. What was the initial idea, Justine?
So the instigator of all this was Simone Burke from Kid Gulliver.
And why is Simone not here?
Simone has two very important gigs this weekend, and she's resting her voice.
Understood.
Also, she's mysterious.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
So she reached out to a number of us because she wanted to see about maybe getting some bills together with our bands because it was the kind of music that she liked. Mm-hmm. And we all started kind of exchanging ideas and learning about each other's bands for those of us who didn't know each other. And a lot of us kind of had known each other in each other's bands before, but everybody just got really excited about what we were learning from each other, and we started thinking about the idea of having one big show that we all played. And then we started thinking about, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this in other towns and not just in the Boston area? And so we started thinking this could be something that we do regionally, and we started booking shows. And so now we're booked in Providence, in Somerville, Portland, Maine, we've got Salem, North Adams. So, and we're putting more shows together all the time. And we can tell you about every single show and exactly where it's at. But that's how it all started, and it's been an amazing experience. Just all getting to know each other and pulling something together really quickly.
So you launch it in January. First official Whistle Stop Rock Festival is in Providence.
That's correct.
And Heather. And Lisa,
yes.
you are a Providence band, yeah?
We are, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, and I'm going to jump around because I have so many questions. What is it like playing, what's the Providence scene like? Because I don't really know a lot about it, but I'd rather hear it from somebody who is from the Providence scene.
Sure. You want to take it, Link?
Yeah, Providence is exciting and quirky and artsy and niche, and there's just a lot of passion in Providence. So when we became a part of this conversation...
That should be a podcast. Passion.
Passion in Providence. I'm going to bookmark that for
a podcast. That's my next show I'm doing in Providence.
Passion in Providence. I feel like it's a daytime show. but I think that once we started being part of this conversation, we really wanted Providence to be a part of it because it's such a unique kind of a location. It's a small city, so many people know each other, but we feel like there's really going to be an appetite for this festival there. I think there's a lot of, like I said, passion and excitement about music in the city, but I know, Heather, you've been in the city playing music for longer than me, so you've got an interesting perspective.
Yeah, it's Providence has a great rock scene, but the clubs are not as close together as Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to put together a great bill, and this just fell together perfectly. And we called up our friends John and Winsong at Askew, and we had our album release there, and we said, can you hold like these 12 dates in January until I talk to the eight other bands and make sure everybody can play, but
for 9 hours at a time.
But yeah. And I'd also like maybe an 8 to 10 hour block on a Saturday. And
no,
yes,
pressure,
I'm serious,
Heather.
Right? But they came through. They were like, absolutely. So I mean, it might be that they're crazy or they trust us, or maybe a combination of both. But they're psyched, especially to kick it off in our home city.
You're doing their work for them. You're actually putting it all together. You're doing the blood, sweat, and tears, as they say.
We actually talked about that when we had pizza right before this interview. And even though it's a lot of work, we get to play with bands that we like.
Yeah.
And that the audience can feel like it's like a homegrown show. I feel this, so you don't have. It's great to have eclectic bills, but it's also nice to be like, I really like this type of music. I wish I could see. I don't know. Maybe 9 amazing bands of this type of genre, all together from different cities and that sort of thing. So I'm happy to put it to. Plus, there's like so many of us. We're all the alphas of the bands that we're in, and we just got together and have one goal. And I'm less stressed about this than I think my own shows.
Does it help that it's more female-driven? Because I pride myself in not focusing on the female aspect of rock bands, but also I want to celebrate it at the same time. So for me, as somebody who promotes music and plays music the way I do it, it's an important balance not to be like, it's an all-girl band. What's it like to play music as a girl in a band? Well, it's probably a lot like a guy playing a band. But at the same time, I want to celebrate it. So I feel as though, knowing a lot of you the way I do, I know Linnea, I know Justine, I certainly know Linda from playing music in the city for a long time, and Joan Anderman, who's been on both sides of the fence. As somebody who's been a writer and a promoter, and I really need to look at you when I talk about you, Joan, who's been on both sides, being a musician and also being on the other side of it, who's writing about music. So it's always a delicate balance to be respectful of the music the way I want people to be respectful, but also at the same time, it's camaraderie and solidarity. Are you feeling that too? Is that coming from the people you're talking to and about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think also we're getting a lot done.
Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah,
I wonder.
I don't know, everybody's just true. On it, you know. And I think that we all see this as an opportunity to play some great shows, to move our bands forward, and to have a lot of fun. And we are.
You're calling it Whistle Stop Rock Festival, New England Power Pop Punk Queens. You're coming to conquer.
Correct.
New England and beyond.
Yes.
So right now it's Providence, Somerville, Salem, Portland through March, and you must be setting your sights on other things and other places. Not to be presumptuous that you have a million dates or premature that you have a bunch of stuff going on, but what do you hope this turns into? What do you hope this becomes?
Is this when we talk about world domination?
That might
Is that
be
a different interview.
It can be.
Premature, right? Well, I scrolled through and looked. We actually started the messaging each other on August 30th,
wow.
Which is kind of crazy that mm-hmm. we've put together this entire yeah. thing in just like a couple months. And Lisa and I actually have never met any of these ladies
really?
In person.
Oh, wow.
You're on our
tonight.
First date with us.
Yeah. This is our first date.
It was
yeah.
a good one.
Really
well.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
Don't
and
be nervous.
Before, it was very nice. Very class act. Class
I think
act
they like
group.
Me.
It's a hot date.
mm-hmm. Well, let's do this. I want to play all of the music from all of you that are sitting in the room for sure. So this is actually one of, what year did Changeling come out? Last year, right, Joan?
Changeling came out last year.
It was one of my favorite songs of the year.
Actually, early 2019.
Okay, so it's one of my favorite songs of this year, Joan Anderman. I'm even gonna tell a secret. I actually also put this on my Boston Music Award ballot for Song of the Year.
Ooh, thank nice. You, Angel.
My
that
pleasure.
Means a lot.
My pleasure. If I can get it to work, we'll be in really good shape. It is Boston Emissions. I am co-opting this fabulous show on the 10 with Mikey D. Thanks to Joel, who is handling the rock and roll band, who will play at 10:30. They're called Bedtime Magic.
Paint the light, it's alabaster.
Justine and the Unclean Love doesn't know a thing. That's off Heartaches and Hot Problems EP. From this year, right? That's a 19 release?
It's actually 2018.
Right, because that was pre-Rumble. That was a pre-Rumble release, Justine.
Correct.
What do we hear? We heard Justine and the Unclean, of course. Heather Rose and the Clover Satellites. Field Day did Changeling. All part of the Whistle Stop Rock Touring Festival around New England and beyond. I am adding more words to this than I really need to.
That's fine. It'll make a long hashtag, but I mean, that works.
I have a bad habit of saying more than I really need to, I think. Welcome to my world. I'm gonna just touch on some of the things that you list in the press release. Eight of New England's best rock bands have united to form a traveling festival. So in the studio tonight, we have members of Field Day, who you heard, Heather Rose and the Clover, Justine and the Unclean, the Chelsea Curve, who we will hear, Power Slot, who we will hear. People not here tonight, and I'm sorry we couldn't have them, but they're welcome back anytime. The Knockups, Tiger Bomb, who are from Portland, Maine. So you're all encompassing. Anybody from Connecticut? Vermont? Anybody from Vermont or
yet.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
This is the call out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Contact us.
Yeah, right? And I'm very interested in what Jenny D is doing with the Shanghai Lows. Have you heard any of that yet?
Have not heard it yet. We're actually... Danny Kopko and Jennifer Dangora are playing the Mess Around this coming Sunday at mm-hmm. the Plow, and they're okay. going to preview some of their songs.
All right.
And they've got Lee Harrington on bass. So.
Oh, heavy hitter from the Neighborhoods.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
you've heard of them before. Okay, so let's talk about what's on the agenda. So you're going to launch it. The official launch is January 11th at Askew in Providence with all of the bands that we just laundry listed. And then you move over to Once Ballroom in Somerville on the 29th of February. Oh, it's a leap year.
It is.
Is that, Linnea, this is the Power Slut release party.
Well, I was joking. Power Slut album comes once every 4 years.
Right.
So does Leap Day.
That was my next question. You clearly orchestrated that.
Actually, it was all Justine, really. You know, I'm finishing grad school. I'm very busy right now. So I was just thrilled. These are the bands I would want to be on my album release anyway. And it just all came together. It's like, hey, I think we can have it ready by then. So we'll be releasing our third full-length album at that show.
What are you calling it?
It's called Fun with Junk.
Okay.
And it's actually, it's a play on words, like, you know, most Power Slut things are. It's... dealing with kind of the hand that life gives you. Just, you have fun with, you know, some situations aren't the best. You have fun with junk.
Full length, how many songs?
10 songs.
So half length. Is half Rumble Booty from your 2019 Rumble participation?
Yes, so we recorded at a collection of different studios. Mad Oak, we were just at Project Sound in Haverhill, recording a Christmas song as well, which will be out just time for the holidays.
Do you want to share with us what the name is?
It's called Everything's Closed on Christmas Except My Legs.
I just wanted to hear
so
you say that.
Look out for that one.
Oh, yes.
Thought that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were at, where else? The Noise Floor, New Alliance,
nice.
And Mad Oak, of course.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
Benny.
There's so many great places to record here. I mean, truly, if you wanted to record every day of the week, you would have more than enough places. There's, I mean, at least 10 that I can think of, and there's 100 more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll plug Zippa for sure. Brian Charles and Zippa. We have a blast with him.
Mm-hmm.
Heather
mm-hmm.
Rose and Clover loves to record up there and mm-hmm. develop our ideas with him. So, but absolutely, there's so many great places up in Boston to record. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we pack lunch in the
yes.
airway,
we do.
In our way up here. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about what's next. You think that you're going to expand it into other markets. Listen to me talking like a radio person.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in other markets?
Absolutely.
Like, are you going to go to, like Detroit
or
Chicago?
Oh,
we talked about Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, possibly. We've got interest there.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Our drummer's from Jersey.
Well, just imagine when summer rolls around, how cool that could be to go up and down the shore. Now I'm planning your summer, by the way.
Thank you.
Just so you know, yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in. All right, let's do something from, not new, but something from Power Slut. From the name of the record I can't say on the radio. It's Go F Myself.
It is.
Right? F. Let me just make sure that I have the correct song queued up. It's track 7. In the background, you may be hearing the soundcheck of Bedtime Magic, who will be playing at 10:30 on WMFO.
You want a girl that will move right in. You want a girl for the IRS. You want a girl who's good in bed, but not so good she thinks you're bad. You want a girl from the internet. Slept with half your band. You wanna find your better half. You wanna say you married your best friend. And I know that it's hard, but we're both adults just trying to make good. This world is the worst. You gotta find a new girl. Find a new girl. Gotta find a new girl. And it's kind of a shame, but it's worth the best. And you'll be okay. You're gonna find somebody and it's gonna be a new girl. Be a new girl. Gonna be a new girl. You want a girl who wears black shirts. Someone who's kind and doesn't hurt you. You want a girl to sell your merch. You're getting tired of the search. You want a girl who doesn't sweat the election. Or if you can't maintain an erection. You want a girl who doesn't use protection. She'll love you for your imperfections. And I know that it's hard, but we're both adults just trying to make good. This world is the worst.
Somebody.
On the Town with Mike and D, WMFO in Medford. It is Boston Emissions. I am taking over the show. I still don't know how to really talk about this, that Boston Emissions is on the Town with Mikey D. Once a month, I always just sort of like fall all over it. I'm here. This is WMFO. We're playing music from your town or the town next to that. So that's Kid Gulliver. Forget about him. The Knockups did Black Rose. The Chelsea Curve. Girl, Cave Dog. That was recorded here?
That was by our very own Joel Simpkins.
All right. Oh, we heard Power Slut, New Girl, Justine in the Unclean, Love Doesn't Know a Thing, Heather Rose in the Clover Satellites, all, most of whom are here. Not everybody I just played, but most of the people that you've heard throughout the course of the last, like, 45 minutes are here. We're talking about the Whistle Stop Rock Traveling Festival taking over New England and beyond. See, I even go above and beyond for that. So a couple of things that we were talking about, and it's on the front of my mind. It's always on the forefront of everything that I do. And I made a commitment, I guess, to myself a long time ago, within the last couple of years, to basically have all dude bills, to offer my support to women as often as I can, when I can, which is really whenever I want because I make my own rules. But that said, it's important to really talk about all of these things and how they affect you as music makers, people who are involved in the music scene. We talked off air a little bit about, you know, all the ridiculous questions that women get who make music. And it seems like we're going back and rehashing stuff. But it's never really over, right? Joan, you've been writing about music for a really long time. And you can definitely relate to some of those situations where you don't want to make it about women in rock, but it's also important to spotlight it in some way. How do you handle that?
Well, that is a true conundrum. You know, we were talking about this at the break. You know, I hate those special women in rock issues of Rolling Stone or, you know, Pitchfork, right, whatever, because it's you know, on the one hand, it's wonderful that the spotlight is on these talented women artists. At the same time, you know, there shouldn't be a need for special consideration.
Right.
You know, it should be a level playing field.
We only get a month? It's Women's Month. We only get a month?
It's still not. And, you know, early in the show, you were asking about, you know, what makes it special to have an all-women bill. And it's, you know, it's hard to answer that question, but I would say that just by sheer virtue of being an all-women bill, without, you know, playing it up, without putting a fine spin on